Hello.
Hi.
Okay, here we go. Internationally renowned musical visionaries and artists, as well as the musical creators of Fire the Grid, Anel and Bradfield. Anel is a champion of human spirit with an inherent need to clarify and love all things metaphysical. Anel and her delicate soprano delivery have been described as the definitive angelic voice. Bradfield's creative potential seems to know no barriers, equally at ease in both the visual and sonic realms. Drawing inspiration from everything that leaves a heartfelt impression on his soul. Writing in a variety of musical genres, from symphonic composition to modern-day popular music to spiritual compositions. Together, the music of Anel and Bradfield is evidence of how they are being brought together to create synergistic spiritual teams that are assisting in shifting the consciousness of this planet. Break sonic barriers with each note they share. They will take you on a musical journey, and tonight will share their vision and stories from Fire the Grid and beyond. Tonight, Annette and Bradfield will tell us about their music and about their purity of intention in the creative process, Fire the Grid, and how they are involved, the healing aspects of their music and the embedded tones within, music for the human spirit and their breathtaking bodies of work. Please join me in a warm and loving welcome from my very special guests, Annette and Bradfield. Well, Annette and Bradfield, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's get started. I'm going to ask a few questions tonight, if that's okay with you guys. And
sure.
One of the first questions I would like to ask, and when I ask these questions, you can both join in, or you can take turns, whatever you choose. It's just go right ahead. The first question would be, would you explain to us about the purity of intention in the creative process?
Bradfield, I think you should answer this.
Yeah, purity of intention is essentially not allowing preconceptions or barriers or expectations to influence your work. For myself, I never know where I'm going in the moment of conception. I believe that if you know where you're going, why bother? I mean, it's a matter of being receptive to what is happening within yourself, with your connection to Source, with your connection to the Divine, and then simply letting things flow through you and allowing the channel to work to bring you somewhere that you may never have been. Oftentimes, creative people, you know, they talk about the blank page or the wall or the barrier, but all these things are not barriers. They're simply invitations to go deeper. And when you do that, and you do it repeatedly, you achieve a connection that simply wouldn't have been there otherwise. And when you do it with purity and you achieve magic, but the magic is there for everyone. It's just a matter of tapping into it.
So when you do it with purity from the heart, that's where the magic is, right?
The purity oftentimes comes from, well, I mean, as Shelley and I were saying when we first talked about doing Fire the Grid,
right.
it was a funny story, because Shelley had asked to have music. I mean, she had been asked by the light beings to have music, and not to sell the music, but to give the music, to give it and have everyone have accessibility to it. And so we put, I think at the time there was about 20 minutes of free music on the website. And a few months went by, and then she came back and she said, you know, this is really hard for me to ask you, but the light beings have told me now that they need another song. I said, okay, and, you know, that song ended up being Be Still Thy Soul. And I said, well, what do we approach this in the same way? And she said, well, you know, you can do whatever you want, but I've been asked that again you give it. And so we kind of laughed. I said, well, why do they always ask poor people to be generous, you know? So we kind of got a big kick out of that. And the answer that came back, the answer that we received back from Source was that it was at that point that you can feel the greatest purity of intention, in the sense that it's not tied to economic gain, it's not tied to anything other than wanting to give, to share. And I guess that pretty much sums it all up.
To share and help.
Yeah.
Also.
Right.
The project.
Share and help without any expectation or intent.
And since we're, Well, in our everyday life, we're pretty much used to do that, so it came naturally.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. That's how it is with me, too. I always mm-hmm. share with everyone, whoever comes, I'll take from myself in order to make sure that they have the thing that they need, whether it's food or a little money or whatever. It comes from the heart.
Yeah, and what happened, what's magical about this project is that we've connected to thousands of human beings like us
that
are caring and giving and sharing naturally. So we came in contact with all those wonderful people, and we created a physical grid of energy exchange. And
how
it's
beautiful.
Just growing every day.
How beautiful.
So pretty amazing.
We're the ones that have been hiding out because we were the ones that are the poor ones, the ones that have most of our lives been felt almost like we didn't belong and we were misfits. And now all of a sudden we're coming together with this big heart of love. That's a beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a way to put it. That's where it's great. Exactly true what you just said, because the freaks, that we've always felt
exactly.
are in fact the people who are the ones who feel the deeper connection, that the true freaks are the people who don't realize the shift in consciousness that is coming. And it's not even a derogatory thing, because it's simply a matter of connecting. Everyone has the same capacity for love and
right.
connection. It's simply a matter of the desire to go there.
Right.
And the desire, and for a lot of people, it requires work, and that's part of the human experience. It does
exactly.
require work. For people who've been living, as Shelley says, for a Buddhist monk, firing the grid on July 17th is not a complicated thing. He's been doing that his entire life. For
right.
someone who's living a more physical existence,
right.
There's work involved, but everyone has. The beauty of Shelley's project is that everyone, regardless of their economic standing, regardless of what they've lived or where they're going or who they are,
or their beliefs even,
has the same potential to fire their own piece of the grid, which is actually a hexagon on the grid. And we all have one. We can't buy another. We can't acquire another. And they're all connected. And as we each work to light up our own hexagon, well, it's like a network that simply, lights coming up everywhere.
How beautiful, what
unison.
Exciting times. What about this one? The true artist and musician, they go through their own unique creative process. Can you all share with us your creative process and its uniqueness?
Would you like to talk about that, or would you like me to?
You talk.
Yeah.
You're the creator. I'm a singer.
We're all creators.
I'm one of the instruments.
well, actually, she and I could talk about this, because the truth is that my creative process, is multifaceted, but as it pertains to Anel, my initial goal, going back to 1996 now, when we began Anel's career, was
right.
to capture what I considered at the time to be an avant-gardist philosophy in music. Because when I met her, what I saw and what I felt was very different from what I had known, in the sense that I saw this person who radiated unconditional love all the time, who loved everything, who gave of herself, who helped other people, who cared more about others than about herself. I said, this is quite interesting. So, I gave her a little test without her knowing to see if it was valid. I tested it. I did everything to make sure it was genuine. And when I was convinced that it was, I said, well, this is something that's completely new, and there's a lot to be said here. So I said, well, why not try to capture her philosophy? Because Annie doesn't really write or talk too much about herself. So I said, why don't I try to capture this in music? And that's how Annel began, with the attempt to, for example, I mean, songs on the first album with titles like Alien Mind, One Brief Dream, Born of Forgiveness, Send Some Love, In Silence, these types of titles, which were, at the time, things that I wanted to learn. And I guess the beauty of what happened was that through time, these things ended up becoming my philosophy as well. So by writing about them, I incorporated them.
So she was your trigger?
Yep.
She was your trigger. She got from what you were learning and seeing in her, got you motivated and got you started even more with your work as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that facet of my work, I mean, because I had written, you know, a lot of pop music you know, a lot about myself. I mean, about my own struggles. And the
right.
whole Anna L. journey was not a personal one. It's a very universal one. I mean, the subject matter that we approach all the time from a very poetic perspective is the human journey crossed with the spiritual one, you know, and there's this juxtaposition of human concerns with our spiritual journey. So it's a fascinating area, and there's an infinite amount of things to explore.
Right.
So the creative
exactly.
process there is really unlimited.
Fire the Grid, we're hearing about that here tonight. And for the listeners that are listening tonight and haven't heard about this before, and probably really don't know what we're talking about. Listeners, this is an amazing event that will be happening on July the 17th, 2007, this year, next month. Annel and Bradfield, would you please share with the listeners about this, and also tell us about how you both are involved in it, and also how can we all get involved in it as well?
Well, it came from the meeting of me and Shelley in May 2005. I was at a conference in Montreal, taking care of one of the conferencers, who is Stephen Greer, who is responsible of the Disclosure Project. And when I came in the morning to meet with him for breakfast, she was in the hall of the hotel, and he asked me, like, if it was okay for her to come with us, and I said, no problem. And we went for breakfast, and she told me her amazing story with two miracles in it, that her accident with her son, where she drowned and came back to life. Both have drowned over 15 minutes and came back to life with a message. And prior to that, 15 years before I met her, I had a vision of the earth, and it was given to me, like, I was not even meditating, it just appeared in front of me, and I saw the earth completely black with in space, you know, so it was hard to see the planet because it was so dark. And I heard a voice saying to me, and he chose this planet to show his glory. And then I saw a little light starting very small at the beginning and growing beside the earth, and it became huge, as big as the earth. And on earth, I saw little dots of light starting to ignite, and it was going faster and faster, and it did a chain reaction, and then it exploded. It became so bright that I couldn't watch anymore. And
wow.
I had to close my eyes. And when I opened them, I saw the earth like a jewel in space. It was so beautiful, so brilliant, vibrating, and healthy, and
oh,
completely clean. of pollution and every negative thought, everything was gone. It was all positive and pure. And my eyes were crying. Emotionally, I was not crying, but my eyes were crying because it was so beautiful. The image was so pure.
Wow.
And then the voice came back to me again and said, we promise you your planet is going to look like that. And I started to laugh. I was laughing. I said, yeah, in 100,000 years, you know. No, you're kidding me. I won't be there to see that. So they said, no. I said, no. Okay, so how long is it going to take to do that? And they said, an hour. And I said, no, it's impossible. Like, an hour to do this? No. And I was still looking at the Earth while they were talking to me. And they said, yes, like, all human beings on the Earth are going to choose to do that at the same time.
Wow.
So for 15 years, I was wondering what event would bring everybody together to choose to do that at the same moment. And when I met Shelley and she told me her story, her drowning and the hospital and, you know, everything that happened with Evan, and their message and stuff, and she finishes the story by the exact same vision, except that she could see the grid around the planet, but the exact same vision. And when she was done, she said to me, oh, I must have been dreaming. And I hold her arm, and I got her, like, I got right in her face, like 2 inches from her nose. I said, you're kidding me. You haven't dreamt that. I had this vision 15 years ago. I've been waiting for you. We're going to do this.
Wow.
And she looked at me and thought, she's crazier than me. She believes me. And Stephen Greer was beside us, and he said, no, Shelley, it's true. They showed me that too. So I said, we're three. You're not dreaming. You haven't dreamt that. Pardon me?
The gentleman that was with you had this vision.
Yeah, yes.
And you didn't know it then? You didn't know that he had this vision?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
So after she went back to Nova Scotia, I started calling her every week and said, when are we going to do this? When are we going to do this? She said, oh, I don't know, Annie. I don't want to be weird. And she hung up. And after a certain time, she said to her kids, don't answer her anymore. She's crazy. She believes me. She's crazy. And I kept calling, and and one day I got her over the phone, and I said, don't hang up. I said, Shelley, do you realize that you have your son beside you every day? You can hold him, cuddle him, kiss him because of this miracle. You haven't dreamed that. It's true. And if they say we can do like what we did to your son, we can do to the planet, it's because it's true. We can do it. And I said to her, don't you feel that you owe those light beings something for giving you back your son? And she felt bad. She said, yeah, you're right. You know, of course I owe them something. Okay. But I don't know how to do this. So, like, it stayed like that. And after a while, I said, okay, I'm going to send her one of my albums because I felt she was not feeling well. She was kind of depressed at the time.
Right.
And I send her an album without telling her. And she received it one morning. And she listened to it in the bathtub. Like, for her, everything happens in the bathtub. Water.
Yes.
So she started to play the album a first time, and she said, okay, it's cute, and yeah, it's nice, and it calms me. And after that, her guide said, she heard a voice saying, listen to it again. So she listened to it again. She said, oh, I wonder, like, when that song, because we did a song for Disclosure called Sky Scent, who's an 11-minute song, and it's on spiritual beings on a human journey. and it's an amazing song. And all the plan is in that song, but we didn't know at the time. So she started listening to the album, and then when it arrived, she didn't know it was that song because I'm singing in Latin. And she said her heart swelled up, and
wow.
You could see a bright light coming out of her heart chakra. And she saw two threads of golden light going right, straight up in a big, big flash of light up there.
Wow.
And all the download, the information was in her head after that, like how to do the site, like what we have to put in it, all the sections, the story, the problems, the plan, the forward letter, all the images, the photos, the colors, the stones, everything. Like, and
wow.
She called me just right after, you know, she's all excited. She said, Annie, I have it. I have the download of information. I know how to build it. I know how to do the project. And she said, I said, oh, yeah, wow. And she told me how it happened. And she said, they asked me to ask Bradfield to do it. And she didn't even know he was a web designer, too.
Wow.
So
now I guess
I
she
said,
wasn't thinking you were crazy anymore. She was...
No. No, everything was
thinking she was crazy, too.
Yeah. So she said, they told me to ask Bradfield to build a site, but I don't know him. I don't know how he's going to take this. Maybe he's going to think I'm crazy. And I said, listen, tell him what his music did, and I'm sure he's going to be touched, and I'm sure he's going to build it. I said, tell him the way you're telling me, and write him an email. So she did. She wrote him a long email about everything that happened while listening to his music. And
uh-huh.
He said, okay. He said, all that precision in her design was so clear. He said, and she doesn't know anything about web design. He said, it must come from above. It has to. So that's why he built it, because he felt it was true.
Right.
And we opened the site in November 2005, and it started very slowly at the beginning, like 4 to 10 people a day visiting us. And now, today, it's 42,000 people a day.
Wow.
That comes and reads more than a page, like read all the whole site. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And we started 3 people with no money. We did it for free. We did everything for free. All the languages have been translated by volunteers, like people believing in the message, wanted the message in their language, and they offered to translate it. It's all been giving and givingness. And that's what the light being asked from us, to do it as a gift for the earth, a gift for humanity. And
wow.
Even Shelley doing conferences, she's doing them for free.
Now
she has to spread her word for free. Even, you know, she has to quit her job to do this. So it needs a very, very strong faith.
Right, exactly. From when I read this the first time in 2005, I knew that every word that I read that she had wrote on the site was true. And I also had this deep desire to be a part of it. But just recently, within the last 2 weeks, I think it is, how I got this email information, I couldn't even begin to tell you. It just showed up in my email. And immediately, and I had forgotten all about it. And immediately as I read that email, I knew I had to get help, Shelley. I didn't even know who you were, because I had written you a letter when I first saw it, 2 years ago and told you how impressed I was and how I wanted to know more about it, and told you about my healing that I had with cancer back in 96. And you wrote me back and told me that you wanted to hear my story, and I wrote you about what had happened to me, and I never heard anything from you again. So, and I moved since then. No. Yeah, I had just moved. So I couldn't figure out how I got this email the other day. I still don't know. But when I opened it, I just knew that it was something that I just had to do. It was this desire, this push, this urge. It was like almost like a deep urgency that I had to help Shelley get this important information out to more people through the show that I have on Saturday nights. I mean, I lived it, I breathed it, I couldn't forget about it. And I went right away and I signed up where you all were calling for ambassadors from different countries.
Yeah, team leaders, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
we still can, you know, people can still do that.
Right, and I still haven't even found how you can get in and see your page of who's on there. I'm just with.
Oh boy, this about near 2,000 team leaders around the world right now in 54 countries.
Wow.
So and those people touch, some of them touch millions. So it's just growing and growing, and it's exponential, exactly the way I saw it in my vision.
I can't believe
all those little lights starting. So it started slowly, and what happened is one day Shelley talked to the source and told them that I'm ready, you know, bring it on. I'm ready. The site is on. Bring it on. And the next day, George Noory from Coast to Coast called her.
Wow.
And he had a cancellation, so he had to replace it with someone else. I think it was about miracles. And he said, I want you on my show tonight. And
wow.
After that, it just, you know, it reached like 15 million people, and the site started crashing because we didn't expect so many people at the same time. we were small, so the response was amazing. And Shelley had been told that there was pouches of light workers around the earth that were waiting for that message, that we're waiting for that project, and it's true.
That's
it's
exactly
true.
Right. That's exactly
That's what's
right.
happening. We, instead of working all scattered, we're going to work together now.
Together.
Because we are finding each other again.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
So how do other people that are just hearing about this tonight for the first time, and they want to get involved in this as well, would you share with them and tell them where to go, what to do?
Well, the easiest thing is to go on the site. Like, it's firethegrid.org or .com.
Okay.
And all the information is there. They have questions. They just write info at firethegrid. I'm answering the emails, most of the emails. Except in other languages, the other translators are taking care of that. But it's, you know, just go on the site and, you know, read the letter and read the plan. And most of the people know that on the July 17th, everywhere in the world at 11:11 GMT, we're going to sit and meditate or pray or dance or do everything that raise our vibration. Everything that is uplifting, like being happy,
right.
Just looking at your child is
right.
Something. But the important thing is to say thank you.
Right.
Thank you to the earth, and thank you to humanity, and thank you to the source to be living that moment and be grateful for that moment. That is what lits the grid, our grid.
Or gratitude and
gratitude. Happiness and gratitude.
And gratitude.
Yes. You don't need, you know, some people pray, some people meditate. That's
right.
Fine. But some people don't do either of
right.
those things.
Right.
But, like the guy coming back from work with his construction boots and, you know, just sit in front of his TV, open a can of beer, and
right.
watch a baseball game,
right.
and just, you know, say, wow, this is my great moment.
Right.
Thank you.
And
he
I'm
just
so grateful.
Lit his grid, like
yes.
he just fired his grid.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
that's all that is needed. Just lift your feel. Like listening to music is a great way.
Right.
Music that uplifts you. Shelley is talking about our music because it does that. But there's other kinds of music, of course. But she said that in our music is embedded, and we Bradshaw has been asked to do this album, who's a compilation called Light and Love, who has a special program embedded in it to lift the vibration of the humans and the soul for that moment. And it's pretty amazing. But it took her a month to gather all the information. They started by waking her up with snippets of the songs that we have done. And she thought it was her children downstairs that were playing music at 3 o'clock in the morning. So she went downstairs and realized that it was in her head. Like she was
wow.
hearing music. And she said, okay, like, what do you want? Like, what do you, wake me up. And they said to her, like, we want you to put this compilation together. We're going to give you the songs and the albums, where to find them, and you're going to put them in that specific order. And it's going to help the transition because we're going to go through a change of vibration. The Earth is going to go through a photon belt.
Right.
And they've seen that happen in another civilization. And they want us, they want to help us go through this different vibration, which is less dense. Because some humans are going to find it very hard to change that.
Right.
So with the music is going to lift our fields. Even if you don't understand the words or it's not important, it's the feeling. It's your soul that is listening to the music, not your ears. You
right.
just put it on, and it just does the work. So it's
wow.
a very, very special compilation.
Wow.
And it's called Light and Love.
And I'm sure they're going to be with us in our skies on that day, too. So I guess everybody should get out their cameras.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Over us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How
they're
incredible.
Gonna be there.
Now, has she seen these light beings? Have they?
Yeah, she told me that they look. She doesn't see their feature clearly, but it's
right.
like putting your face in a transparent plastic.
Right.
That's what she sees, but without the feature, like the precise feature, it's like water.
Wow.
That's
wow.
how to describe them.
Wow. Also, another thing, from my understanding, within your creative process, you incorporate healing aspects into your music, as well as you embed tones within the compositions. Can you share with us how that all comes together to create the, you know, this beautiful melodic sounds, and what are the effects on the listeners that listen to it?
Bradshaw?
Well, first off, it's very important to make it clear that the concept of embedding tones is actually quite new to me. I mean, Shelley has received this information. I mean, when I'm creating, I would never presume to even say something like that. But when the channel is clear and the connection is there, and, you know, and the purity of intention is there, I guess anything is possible. Now, apparently, this is what's going on. I mean, I'm quite honored just to hear something like that. I think it's quite extraordinary. Because what she's saying is that you don't hear it with your ears, you hear it with your soul.
Right.
When she's talking about embedded tones, it's not like, well, that, it's not like saying, well, this music is beautiful, the melody is inspiring. It's a deeper level. Now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when I'm creating, obviously I feel the greatest everything that I ever know. I mean, I guess the equivalent would be giving birth for a woman. It feels like that. There's no high that I know of that's anywhere close to that.
Right.
But as far as doing something consciously, no, I think it would be presumptuous of anyone to say that. Now, if something has happened and something is passing through me, you know, I think it's wonderful. And we have heard an awful lot of stories, and this album in particular. See, here's the interesting thing, is these songs on Light and Love are songs derived from albums I've put out over the past 7 years.
Uh-huh.
The albums all have their own sequence. They're all unique bodies of work on their own. What Shelley and her Lightnings have done is pick songs from various albums and put them into a new order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all explained in the booklet, which is a booklet that's about 30 pages written by Shelley. Pretty much a meditation guide.
What a one.
It's quite
mm-hmm.
extraordinary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs in this order apparently fire chakras and light up chakras, and we've had countless people come forward and say that they've healed things and that they've passed through, they've done rebirths, and I mean it's unbelievable, and I just sit back and say, wow, great, you know. it's quite fascinating to watch. And because my idea about 6 months ago was to write new music. I said, well, you know, it'd be a great challenge to actually write music for this meditation. Because you have to understand, I've never sat down ever and said, I'm going to write music to do this. That's not the way I approach it. I don't think that is the right way, in the sense that, again, it's presumptuous.
Right.
I mean, I was surprised when we first put out Anne-Al's first album 10 years ago and people said that's New Age, because I didn't like New Age music.
Uh-huh.
I didn't listen to it and I didn't even
right.
like it. So when someone said, well, and I mean, I'll tell you something else, is that there's songs on some of her albums that if you take out her vocals, first of all, and listen to the music on its own, and then, you know, say added a guitar or change the arrangement a little bit, could
right.
quite easily be a whole other kind of music.
Wow.
It's that the combination of Anne-Al's voice and the way it vibrates with the same music is creating something that's very different. And music is malleable in the sense that it can be so many things at once for so many different people. And I guess what I do consciously try to do is put letters for people, in the sense that, let's say you don't like music, you just like poetry. Okay, well, get out the
mm-hmm.
booklet and read it. It all reads as poetry. That's one
mm-hmm.
thing I do consciously.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time on the lyrics and the words, sometimes more than the music. The other aspect is the layering and the arrangements and the orchestration. And there's the mix of the vocals, the layers of the vocals, the harmonies, the thematic approach. I mean, all of our albums are thematic in the sense that they are from A to Z a journey, whether it be Sacred Science, which is exploring crop circles and the methodology behind that. And in that album, for example, we actually had access through the BBC to recordings made in the crop circles in England, physical magnetic recordings that I incorporated
yeah.
into the music. And some of this stuff is on Light and Love. And it's very, very powerful in the sense that these sounds have never been heard by any type of human vessel. They're sounds that are inexplicable. So there's that dimension. There's all these things going on. And like I said earlier, for me, it's just an honor when people say that the music is having a profound effect on their lives, because I guess that's justification for all the years of working alone in the studio with no recognition. No.
Yeah. So, Bradfield, how do we buy your music, yours in In-N-Out's music? Where do we go to get it? Can we go on the computer?
Well, what I would suggest, I mean, this is what I always say, the most important thing about why we're talking to you right now is to talk about Fire the Grid. So go to Fire the Grid, which is Fire the Grid, grid.org or .com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you read through the site, well, you'll go to a place where Shelley talks about the music, and there'll be links. And then you can find your way over to our site. But the important thing here is Fire the Grid. I mean,
exactly.
This opportunity is all about that. So I like people to stay focused on that. And again, I'll also say that you can have some of this music free. I mean, there are MP3 downloads on the Fire the Grid site. And to reiterate, I mean, everything we've done has been free. Now, of course, I mean, it's wonderful when people buy our music because it helps us make more music.
Right.
That's that. And, I mean, our own site, you can find it. I mean, if you type in NL or Bradfield, it's not hard to find.
Okay.
But the one you want to start at is Fire the Grid.
So we can go there to your site and get this music, because that's what I'm really getting at here, too. You're so humble, and you're doing so much incredible work, the both of you, for humanity. And what I'm trying to get your information out there as well, because you're so generous by giving out this music so freely that I'm sure there's many of us out there that would like to find out what direction to go in order to help you out financially, because I completely understand, you know, as light workers not having hardly any money and trying to do these wonderful things to help the world, humanity, and all of God's creations. But sometimes it gets kind of stressful when we don't have the bucks to do the things that our heart desires, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, I'd like to help you out there with that. I feel deeply guided by Spirit to do that for you. Matter of fact, if it's okay with both of you, I am so sorry tonight. I didn't have time by the time I got you guys and on the phone and got up all the other information, my web page and whatever. I tried to get your beautiful music downloaded, but I just didn't have enough time. So if it's okay with the two of you, I would like to keep in contact with you and give you an invitation to come on another time. Maybe you can come on again before the Fire the Grid date and have your music on, as well as speak some more regarding this, if that's okay with you.
Of course. Sure. It'd be a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just get your information out there, because another thing I thought, too, wouldn't it be wonderful if the majority of us, even if it's not all of us, but the majority of us had your music, and on that day we play that. That would be awesome, because that would, I feel deeply that would ignite this grid even more.
Well, is the intention behind the album Light and Love.
Mm-hmm.
That it's been designed in such a way that it lasts the time of the meditation. There are precursors
mm-hmm.
to that in the sense that there's music that starts before. Be Still Thy Soul is actually a prayer of preparation, and then
right.
the meditation begins. And all this music was chosen with that in mind. And that's actually what Shelley is using herself
right.
with her event, of course. And many people are using it. It's quite exciting. I mean, but again, I mean, like Annie said earlier, I mean, the important thing is to, on July 17th, to do what brings you your greatest joy, because that is what will raise your own vibration.
Right.
And that can be anything. For some people, it can be as simple. For example, I know a cello player who's played on our albums, and I saw her yesterday, and I said, you know, for me, what I'm feeling for you is that your greatest joy is probably playing your cello for that hour, and then, like Annie says, to say thank you for that
right.
privilege of being able to do that and enjoy it. And so everyone's
right.
living it at their own level.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Hugging
and
your
what
animals.
We have to understand also is that on the 17th, we're going to have energy coming from the sky down to Earth, and we're going to start to circulate that energy within the Earth and out and in and out like it's supposed to. We're going to become channel for that energy consciously, and then it's going to uplift our vibration on to the heart level of sharing and caring and giving for millions of people, and it's going to stay there afterwards. So afterwards,
beautiful.
We're going to be millions caring for others, and then we can start the second phase called Project Cause to rebuild our world, and we can do it within 2-3 years. We can give everybody what they need, like based on Maslow's hierarchy, you know, food and shelter and clothing and, you know, sewage for everybody and clean water. And we won't be able to support seeing people starving to death while we burn some wheat because we don't want the course of wheat crashing or, you know, money is not... It won't be a value anymore. Human life will.
We must get together before fire the grid date, the 17th of July, and speak some more regarding this, get this information out there now in Bradfield. This is what we've all been waiting for, what we've been praying for, what we've been desiring. And I am so, so sorry. The show is almost over. And but I am going to email you tomorrow. I am going to be in touch with you and put together another show on this along with your music and get your music out there. And thank you guys so, so much. Thank you
for coming. It was a pleasure.
On. Yes, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. I feel so honored and blessed to have met you wonderful souls. And I know when we meet one of these days, and I know one day we'll meet in person, that it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful meeting. So thank you, dear hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you for the listeners. And I'm sure you're going to be there on the 17th, all of you. And it's a start. It's a start of
a new
humanity. We're going to give birth to a new humanity.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. And just keep up doing that great work you guys are doing for both for humanity and for God, all of God's creations. Bless you abundantly. And Don and BBS staff, thank you as well, as always from my heart, for all you're doing to get this awesome information out to the world. Bless you all. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you, Christopher, for all your help. And listeners, thank you so very, very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope the show has brought you so much hope back in your heart and joy, all that hope that you've lost over the years. And always remember, dear souls, be kind and compassionate and respectful to each other and all of God's creations. Strive for peace. Be peace. Teach others by your positive examples. I wish you all health, and I wish you all love. I wish you peace and abundance, and good night, dear souls, and sweet dreams. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. And thank you all for helping us all together as one. Fire the grid for our new world and tomorrow. I love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a fantastic interview.
I can't hear you now because of the music, but I can.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream.